Watch.
Blog Talk Radio.
Now that we found love,
I'm playing with the devil's doll. Thank God I brought a helmet. The average American male skeleton shatters in my hand like cell blunts. Greatest tale ever told is a tale you could only live to tell once. Narcissistic and myself lust, and we wonder why Lord don't help us. Swerving on my way to hell drunk. All I'm seeing is a weak leader with some good slaves. That's a strong back with a frail front. Hell Trump. Snipe his ass from 1,000 feet with a nail gun. And his wifey too, I don't know the dame. She don't get the hunch, get a bell rung. The tallest human is the smallest giant. This what happens when you starve a lion. Before the battle, all is calm and silent. Cause a riot, crumbles all the walls in Zion. Wet your shirt, barrel spinning like the laundry's Ryan. My inner light could charge a large appliance without all the wires. When I met the alchemist, I taught him science through the art of rhyming. I'm a child predator, not a pedophile. I'm the alien offspring of a predator. Father traveled by walk speed through the nebula. Met mom, made a crossbreed from the sex with her. All these god genes are molecular. He just called me through the cellular. Stories of antiquity say that bodies are a beam of light. That only children born with special psychic powers see at night. But in these modern times, in the doctor's eyes, if you speak of me, you're schizophrenic or have DID. If you know me now, you're the lunatic that imaginary people seek to meet. Pig shell and ACID, so I sold them lysergic disalamine. I decide what cryptic ketamine. I gave sex advice to David Carradine. And my monster or a moon star. Old spirit in a new body, you're an old nigga in a used car. In the old earth is the new Mars. Girl sinning, sinning girls get to sing gals at the nude bar. I'm too charged, trying to buy my mama own planet with a huge jar. Ooh Lord, save me. Do a shroom, then I go to church. Ooh, my baby. Is that a pussy? You're an open purse. Told the nurse, check my scrotum first. While you down there, make sure that my boner works. I was created to throw the earth. God body, so I know my worth. Wrote a perp, then I talked the walls. Made my Marcus Garvey poster smirk. Took the tablets, I was Moses first. Grow a human from the holy dirt. Boil, boil, win the royal oil. Bring a chicken back to life, I know it works. All I see is birds, Michael Jackson with an open shirt. I had an epileptic seizure before I wrote this verse. They tried to tell me that my melanin mean that my soul is cursed.
Someday, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Black Power Radio. This is your host, the Sheikh Imam Akbar Abdullah Kareem Bilal. I'm in the city of Washington, D.C. Again, it is a potentially fair city, but nevertheless a beautiful city right by the shores of the Potomac River. We're here tonight to bring an episode of Black Power Radio that I think the world needs to hear what we have to say tonight. One of the pertinent cross-examination questions across the nations. It is concerning the heinous and hate crimes. And we are looking at these things tonight to see who is attending to the needs of we the people at this hour. Why is Louis Teal? Why is Alfred Daniel Williams King? Why is Rasheem Carter? Are they suppressed in America? If so, why are these names suppressed in the history of modern history in America? Louis Teal, as we know, the father of Emmett Teal, was tortured and then lynched, being co-signed by the Italian government and the U.S., or some refer to as the United Snakes government. Alfred King was executed by the alphabet soup in his own swimming pool. Of course, he is Alfred Daniel Williams King, the brother of the Most Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He was executed. He was the main organizer in the SCLC and the main recruiter for the SCLC. Had his own church. He was the brother of Dr. King. Yet they never interviewed him. He is in many of the pictures with Dr. King on the front line, but no one interviewed, nor did they mention the name Alfred Daniel Williams King, the brother of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., which some of those names have been changed to protect the innocent. But nevertheless, we have our brother, Rasheem Carter. These names have been suppressed. Rasheem Carter, a 25-year-old black man in the suburbs and rural areas of Mississippi, looking for work, found work, got in a dispute with, I assume, the big boss, and they have found him not only dead, but decapitated and dead, organs tampered with, parts of his anatomy here, other parts of his anatomy over there. We have found that in Rasheem Carter's case, his head was taken, decapitated, extracted from his body, skull bones mailed to the mother, etc. And we're wondering what is taking place in America that no one that we know of, other than the new Black Panther Party, that is for self-defense, is addressing the heinous hate crimes against we, the black people. Why is Louis Teal suppressed? Why is Alfred Daniel Williams King suppressed? Why is Rasheem Carter's name suppressed in America at this hour? We're going to talk about this tonight, all the way up and down and all the way black around. And we're going to go straight to our phone lines. We have our co-host tonight. It's coming out of North Carolina. He's right there with us. Our beloved brother, Kay DeWalt, is right there on the front line. We want to welcome you to Black Power Radio, brother Kay DeWalt. Welcome in Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power, Black Power to all the listeners out there. Thank you, Black Power Radio, for giving me this brief opportunity to spread this knowledge and uplift our people, building bridges with love amongst each other. And that's real Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power. Yes, sir. Thank you for that great opening. And I've got a 614. I'm not sure on the 614, but we're going to pick it up at 614. And I don't know what part of the country. It looks like an Ohio number at 614 at 285. You're live on Black Power Radio. See, are we right there with us? 614,
yes,
you're live. Yes, come,
I'm
come
here,
right
you.
In. Give us your
good
name
evening.
And where you're calling from. Good evening.
My name
is
Elder Mamakandi, and I got a link, and so I decided to click on it. And so this is my first time, and I'm listening. I'm not ready to speak yet, but I am listening.
Okay. So Queen Mother will tell you this. But we usually have the entourage with the horns, et cetera, and they're coming on board in a few minutes. But welcome for first time calling, listening. And what city are you calling from tonight?
I'm in Olentangy, Ouachita, misnomered Columbus, Ohio.
Oh, yes, ma'am. We have a lot of fans there in Columbus. And it is a tremendous amount of black people in Columbus, Ohio. I was shocked and almost awed my first visit to Columbus. I said, you mean all them black people are in Columbus, the capital city in the state of Ohio? So I've been learning and learning about Columbus. It's a great city. And we just want you to sit back tonight, buckle your seatbelts, along with all of the smartphone people. Right on the front line on row one, we have the dumb phone people in the second row. And, of course, on the third row, we have the Android people, Queen Mother. And the Android folks are there on the third row, quickly followed by the paranoid. All the paranoid phones are on the fourth row. And we just invite you to buckle your seatbelts and step back and enjoy the ride. And, of course, we have those smartphone along with the the laptop people are on the fifth row tonight, and we have some desktop folks are in tonight, and we're happy to have three desktop folks there on the sixth row as usual, and as you always know, the drop-top folks in the seventh row, and they have the drop-top Jaguars, the as a Maserati over there, drop-top Maserati, and a Corvette. So we only have three drop-tops. But we're happy to have them. They could have went to the Bar Mitzvah, you know that. And they could have went to the Tiger Woods. They got the golf tournament over in Augusta. And they could have potentially had an opportunity to share a green jacket with the champion tonight. They could have went over to the Arthur Ashe, these tennis tournaments, but they're right here at Black Power Radio with you, Queen Mother. Go ahead. Yes, ma'am.
I heard you mention new Black Panther Party, and I wanted to let you know that I am first generation Black Panther Party, original party, out of Philadelphia, Susquehanna Avenue, 1968.
Great, 1968. Well, you're right here with us. Now, you probably know Sister Cleo of Brooklyn, and she was on a few nights ago. She's 77 years old. And she's given us
bless
so much in the way of energy, Queen Mother, from New York. And she's just moved to Memphis. So you're both there in the Central Unit nowadays. You share with other original Panthers. So that's all good
yes,
news
sir.
Here at Black Power Radio. And we're so glad that you're here. We know you're going to enjoy yourself. And we're talking tonight about those things that have been suppressed, such as Louis Teale, as you know, Queen Mother, Mamie Teale went door-to-door for 50 years with the story of Emmett Teale, and no one mentioned even a single syllable of Emmett having a father named Louis Teale who was tortured and lynched in a very similar manner in which they had done his son, Emmett Teale. So those things, why is Louis Teale? Did you hear about Louis Teale before this program tonight?
Yeah.
The name Louis Teale. Why do you think they suppressed that name, Louis Teale, or Queen Mother?
They're not going to show us the legacy and the inheritance of these kinds of vicious attacks. They don't want to show the pattern of their behavior and their, what is a really vulgar, obnoxious, horrific behavior?
They're called heinous, heinous hate crimes.
That is inherited against us. That's why we don't hear about it.
Yes, ma'am. Isn't that something?
Had they done something wrong, we would have heard about that. But because he did nothing wrong and he was brutalized by them, of course, that's very silent and quiet.
Isn't that something? And we know that Louis Teale was an activist back in 1945. He was a Black activist, a young Muhammad Ali type, running around in Illinois and I'm guess pissing off a lot of folk. And they say, well, now you've had it, Louis. You either go to the army or you go to jail. And, of course, Louis Teale picked the going to the army, and it's a long story, but Brother Cade DeWalt is going to explain that story tonight as we bring to the lines our brother, beloved National Minister of Defense, and he's right there on standby in the Washington metropolitan area. We'd like to bring our beloved brother Black Lightning live because you're live on Black Power Radio, giving you more of what the radio for. Welcome to Black Power Radio, Black Power.
Black power.
Black power.
All right. What's going on, comrades? Hey, Queen Mother.
What up, cuz?
Glad you can make it. And what up, cuz? Oh, man. I'm celebrating the, not celebrating just yet. The doctors are still trying to make sure that the inmate Chauvin comes out alive. Derek Chauvin, started a lot of this mess, putting his knee on George Floyd's neck, was stabbed in the federal prisons. Woo! Let's just say, hey, whoever did that, my hat be off to him. Let's start a GoFundMe for him and make sure that he and all the other inmates in that facility get at least some comfortable folding chairs. So yeah, that's the news of the day for me. Is the injustice being done to us? We are flipping the script on them, and don't think that I'm watching win in vain. Because if it did, he would still be on the street shooting another Black man in the back. or put his knee on another. See, they got so comfortable. Oh, man, I didn't even know I was going to go here, but I'm going to go here. They got so comfortable killing us. They just figured they could do it in broad daylight with people filming them and wouldn't even make a difference. They got that comfortable. So thank God they got so comfortable, because other than that, they were doing the same thing under the moonlight. You know, that's why they call it the sundown towns. We got to get out of there before sundown. I don't know. You got to be a special type of individual when they drop you off and say, you got to walk down that real dark, long country road right there to get where you're going. Good luck. And when you start laughing, they look at you like, maybe he's not in danger after all. Maybe whoever run up on him going to be in danger. So that's how we look at it as Panthers, as revolutionaries, as real black men out here to protect our people, our families, our women, our children. So I don't want to say too much because I know we're going to come back to it. But, yeah, that's the theme of the day is let's put some money in $ 77 Bakers first. I don't know the young man who stabbed Derek Chauvin's GoFundMe. But when we find out, we're going to send him something, that's for sure. So in the meantime, we'll take ours to $77 Bakers. And $77 Bakers to keep Black Power Radio going. It'll keep us showing up because without gas and petrol, you can't show up. You know what I'm saying? So we got some place to go, people to see. And, yeah, this is Black Lightning. I'm here. Black Power.
Black Power, Black Power. And we thank you, Brother Black Lightning, our National Minister of Defense, for chiming in and giving it up. And so we're going to go directly to co-host tonight. Brother K. DeWalt is going to explain some of these things. Why are these names being suppressed, Brother K. DeWalt, over in North Carolina? What say ye about all of these atrocities and then these names being suppressed and then the case itself is non-processed and swept under the rug? What would cause people to want to do things of that nature at this hour, sir?
It's just blatant racism. Blatant racism show up in the face of America throughout the annals of history, and it has suppressed us as black people from having real pursuit of happiness. But first, I want to give a short shout out to my family for their commitments to the cause, and I want to say that I appreciate them all of them for their unwavering love and their commitments, loyalty that they've given me to be in the position that I am as a family member to, you know, lead us on a journey in the right direction so we can have that pursuit of happiness. And that the first step of that is acknowledging knowledge of self, because once you understand who you are, and you get the roots to you, who you are as a people, then you see things differently. And another thing I like to, once again, I like to thank Black Power Radio for giving me an opportunity to spread this knowledge. But tonight I was really wanting to speak in reference to our brother that was kidnapped, tortured, and murdered by some of America's most vicious savages that roam the streets here in this sick society that we as black Americans, African Americans, Negroes, or whatever name they've given us over these times. But first I want to give recognition to Mr. Till's son, Emmett Till, who was born in 1941 in Chicago, Illinois, which he was taken way too soon, and in a place that is still saturated with hatred toward our people, and which is America. These race soldiers that are white supremacist race soldiers, we got to understand these crackers. I'm just calling them Caucasian crackers. And the reason that is monumental to me and in the hearts of most of our black people here in America is because Emmett Till's mother, Miss Mamie Till, decided to have an open casket viewing during those trying times, and at 14 years old, her son, which left this earth long before his time, was just a blow to the black community. His life meant a lot to his family, friends, and loved ones, whom to this day we still fight for those injustices that America perpetuates through music, TV programming, and the imagery that negatively affects our culture. Sometimes we got to just take charge of this. We just got to take charge of this by coming together collectively and working toward a common goal, which is real freedom that gives our people the real pursuit of happiness. But this is, we want to really know, who is Louis Teal, though? Mr. Teal was born in Missouri on February the 7th, 1922. Mr. Louis Teal grew up without his biological family. He grew up in the orphanage. At a young age, he met Mrs. Mamie Catherine, which they pursued marriage. And, of course, relationships came with disagreements and frustration throughout times, in which put him in a position to where he had to be in a court case. And with the biased judge on this case, he had suggested to Mr. Teal to join the armed forces during those times, and which war was going on during that time, and America's sadistic mentality towards other members of the human family has always been this country destructive behavior, especially towards black and brown. Either he was going to jail or he was going to send his body off to fight a war that's meaningless, in my opinion, a war that toppled other countries for their resources. Primarily, that's been the aim the whole time. And furthermore, Mr. Teal decided to join the army during a tour in Italy, like you had stated, the brother had stated earlier. Mr. Teal was accused of murder and the rape of two Caucasian women that the records show that the military witness testimony didn't even match what the victim of the assault testified to, which Mr. Teal's lawyer objected during Mr. Teal's trial. Although the confession was involuntarily made, it was used to convict two men without concrete evidence. A modern-day lynching to this day, that's what we call it. Which, that sounds like the same drums that beat today. No evidence. Still convicting in so many black men, women, and children lives. And it's just something that we as a nation, within a nation, must understand. We got to understand white people in order to effectively deal with them. But lastly, I'd like to thank you all for listening to these meaningful words, because the strength of our sister, Miss Mamie Teal, and now she's married now, Mrs. Mobley, during those times gave us a vision from the past so we can understand the role in the present to combat these injustices. And I just want to thank all the listeners for giving me the opportunity to explain this in my own wordings. So I want to say this in love, but first I want to say black power.
Black power, black power.
Black power.
Black power.
And so,
and there's another one on there. I don't know if Black Lightning picked up or if the Queen Mother coming out of Columbus tonight, she's a Philadelphia Black Panther, original Panther, is with us tonight. And what the nickname up was for Alfred Daniel Williams King, the brother of Martin Luther King. And they are saying that he was the main recruiter and the brainstorm behind much of the success of the SCLC. He was killed in his own swimming pool in Atlanta by the Alphabet Soup Boys that killed Fred Hampton, Dr. King, and Malcolm. And we wonder if the Queen Mother or Black Lightning has something on that.
Well, you said it all.
Yes, sir.
Grandmother, man.
The thing about these men, they stand out as black revolutionaries. They're not necessarily civil rights. The name Louis Teal, he was a boxer, activist, and wasn't going along with the white man to get along. Once they recognized that, the U.S. government set him up and then shipped him to Italy, my mind. And once they shipped him to Italy, they set him up to say he had raped some white women. And they just tortured him to death and then lynched him in a very obscure fashion in a heinous crime back in 1945. And they suppressed the whole history. 77 years they suppressed this history. I mean, they kept the facts away from we the people so that we would not see our own revolution. Isn't that something? Is the Queen Mother still there with us?
I'm still here.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. So these are just some of the facts that we were talking about. Alfred King, Alfred Darren Williams King, and Louis Teal so far. And we wanted to get your input on just some of the heinous acts that you may have your own list of heinous crimes against us, such as Anthony Hill in Newberry, South Carolina, was an Iraqi war veteran, and he was the back of his head was blown off. And then they tied him to the pickup truck and dragged him for nearly 11 miles throughout the township of Newberry, South Carolina. And there are numerous stories of these atrocities, and we wanted you to make your contribution on what you saw in these heinous crimes against our fallen humanity.
Well, being out of Philly, I got a chance to see. I'm blind now,
so
I get to hear.
Chance to see
a lot coming out of Philly. For example, bombing my family, trying to drown them in the basement. The first family Africa move, and then bombing them some years later. And I mean, who does that? What kind of low life people who are trying to charge us with being savage? I've never heard of us drowning other people or bombing other people. I don't see the savageness that they're talking about. I've never seen whole neighborhoods, just people's homes gone, their lives are gone. And even now, the bombing, all these years later, we found out that the remains of moved children is being used in the universities for experiments. This happened this year. They're using the remains to experiment on and teach classes at the university.
Yes, ma'am.
The insanity does not stop. There's no change. The police, they just the slave catchers. They got a different title, and they look a little different, but they the same people. Nothing's changed. If we look at history and we look at what's going on today, it's the same thing. Time, I yield.
That's right. And so these same, what they call the same shit, just on a different shingle at this hour. They have done so many heinous crimes. That's overkill on cases such as the Trayvon Martin case. The Eric Garner was choked out a very similar fashion as it did to George Floyd in Minneapolis, Minnesota. While we were awaiting the verdict for that case, a white woman officer comes up in Brooklyn, Minnesota. Brooklyn is a suburb of Minneapolis, and pulls her weapon on a young man and shoots him point blank range and kills him, stating that she was reaching for a taser and got her service weapon and decided to discharge her service weapon, killing young, I think it's Dwayne or Dewatt, Dwayne, I believe, a young man that was, I don't know, he had some mix up on his license. It was a driving, it's a traffic incident, and he was killed. And the woman comes back to say, well, I quit after a 26-year veteran, I believe, on the Minnesota police force. I think she was there. Brooklyn could have been around a few places, but nevertheless, she was working for Brooklyn with 20-some-odd years experience. She pulls her taser, laser, razor, and takes her 9mm Glock and really blows my young man away. Then she comes back and say, I quit. Then the chief comes back, I quit. Same in D.C. with Black Lightning was talking earlier. Terrence Tattoo Sutton came back and said that he was responsible for the vehicular homicide on our brother Karan Hilton.
Hilton.
And what happens is he says, I quit. Then the police chief again, because there's a code involved, as I pass the mic to Black Lightning, a code involved in some of these killings. When the chief quits, that means he's got, what, bigger fish to fry somewhere else and go with the same atrocities over in Woodbridge, Virginia, and in different parts of Kansas where Michael Brown's killer went on over to another township and started the same chaos as they created in St. Louis suburbs of Ferguson, Missouri. What say ye, Black Lightning, Black Power?
Yes, sir, Black Power. It just goes to show that we always got a backup plan, you know, because in Martin Luther King's case, he was the backup plan. They didn't even realize it, you know. Say he was grooming the he was grooming Martin the whole time. He's just sitting back watching his big brother do the work, you know. So there's always a backup plan, you know. So we are the backup plan for the Black America. We the backup plan, the blackup plan. Yeah, cause we got to get the reparations going. And doing it in California, but we have to adjust it for cities that actually had slavery, you know, and adjust it like the Katrina victims funds that they got, you know, $1.7 million or something like that, billion or something. But I would say every time we. They always looking and thinking they're going to stop something. And there's always the youth standing there as the backup plan, you know? And now they, like I say, I still don't like the smoke and mirrors that they're doing with Hamas and Palestine. We can say it ain't our business, but it is. It really is. Because they are the equivalent of black folks. You know, in the Middle East. Because, of course, their land was taken from them and given to the daggone Jews as a reparation. Like, what make America think they can just take a country and give it to some people? I mean, who are they to just take a country and give it to them? It was never theirs to give, you know. The original inhabitants of the land are here. You know what they say in the Bible, those that call themselves Jews but are not, the synagogue of Satan. And what's Jews? Derivative of Judean, you know, of Judah. Woo, Judah? That ain't got nothing to do with no daggone Jews. Judah. Wow. Ask a Rasta man about the lion of the tribe of Judah. That's why I changed my name to Black Lion. But that's all right. I'm still y'all's Black Lightning for now. But, yeah, we the backup plan, and we have the backup plan. Yes, indeed. Like you were saying about Sir Vito, what's his name? Andrew Johnson. Sir Vito, the president came after Lincoln, who was a staunch redneck racist who vetoed everything that Lincoln tried to put in place, you know, which is why we, you know, it's weird. Here it is. Those were the Democrats that were doing everything they could against Black folks. But we say, that's why we say no reparations, no vote, you know, because you're not going to bamboozle our people under the disguise of being a Democrat or the disguise of being a Democrat. Or a Republican, you know. So yeah, like Emmett Till, he was lynched for supposedly a white woman. Here it is, his father, Louis Till, he lynched for a white woman, in the military, you know. I think it was in France, wasn't it? France, Italy, one of them. But I'm just saying they. They always want to get us, you know. I seen a video where the police were terribly outnumbered, and the brothers was telling them, "You call your backup. You gonna need them. You gonna need a backup." and how nice and polite them damn police got, you know. But it say like if it was 20 police and 5 Black men, they would have been brutalizing them. But now all of a sudden they were nice. You know, you can see them flipping the scripts. Say, no, take your little nice asses up out of here. You know what I mean? We don't need you. I still say defund the police. I still say we can handle it ourselves. Let them police each other. How about that? You know, let them police each other. They wanted to do that in Mississippi anyway. They want to make a separate rules. They want to get the Black laws back. You know, separate rules for them and us, you know, separate judges for them, separate judges for us. You know, they'll have the judge that looks at them and says, well, I can't have you go to jail because we got because we supposed to be going golfing on Tuesday, you know. So while they the golfing buddies, they might let us out on Tuesday just to be the caddy, you know. Well, we get work release to go be the judge's caddy and then go right back to jail. What is it, 13th Amendment? And say, wait a minute, hold on. The 13th Amendment saying as long as you're good, well, you know what they call us. Yeah, as long as you's a good boy, you won't have to be a slave, you know? But what is slavery? Wow, that's deep. What is slavery? They are they let you free so that you can pick the cotton for instead of free, you can pick the cotton now. And that's why we got to have our reparation, but I'm making a point. They picking the cotton now for 50 cents an hour. You know? And then out of that 50 cents an hour, what they work for 8 hours and they got $4, and then out of the $4 they got to take a dollar and give it to the white man for the groceries, and take another dollar and give it to him for food and shelter, and take another dollar and give it to him for electricity and water. And what are they left with? A dollar to get back to work in Black home again. So basically they got us food into thinking that's anything but slavery. So we got to get our own Black businesses going. That's the point I'm trying to make. Black businesses so that we're no longer slaves like that. And we can hire each other just like they do. Huh. They hire their, you go in a Arab store. You're going to see nothing but Arabs running around in there, you know, speaking their language. Oh, but shout out to them though. At least they did give me a whole bunch of chicken. I was doing a live too. I was doing a live. And I said, why can't we own the stores and stuff? And there, man, say, you want chicken? I'm like, man, I can't afford no chicken. He said, no. You want chicken? I'm like, yeah, sure. So yeah, Muhammad hooked me up. You know. So we gotta give a credit where credit is due. There are good people everywhere, bad people everywhere. We're gonna have counter revolutionaries and real revolutionaries. We were talking about that too. You mind if I speak on that, sir? I'm gonna speak on it. Stop. Just mute me if I go too far. What was it? The counter revolutionaries are out here trying to act like they're for us, and they not. Mm-mm-mm. What they're doing is they're trying to take our, in other words, they'll try to, you ever see, like if you got a march going and other people just run up and start joining in the march, they just start marching with you, you know? And then when you're marching past somewhere, they might start screaming out some stuff that we're not even with that. That frame of mind or thinking. And then now all of a sudden it looks like it's us. Well, the same thing goes with them goddamn Black Lives Matter and the Antifa. You know, I believe that they were paid disruptors, probably paid by the Jews. And what they do, they go get the most blatant homosexuals that they could possibly find to say, y'all going to represent black folks. No, you're not. So it's just it's like, okay, y'all going to represent black folks as homosexuals. And now we got these white folks over here. They're going to dress in all black. And they're going to smash out windows with skateboards. Yeah, they running through with skateboards. They making flash fires in the heartbeat, bust out windows and leave. You can count it. You can look at your stopwatch and say, these boys are in and out in 60 seconds. They got to be pros, you know? Yeah, so when they smash the windows, like an example, they smash the windows down there at AT&T store, and then a lot of our people run in the store and start grabbing stuff, you know. Well, see, them smart-ass white boys, they didn't go in the store. All they did was bust the fucking window. Excuse my language, Queen Mother. All they did was bust the window and kept it moving. They were moving like pros. I'm just like, wow, we need to take some notes. You know, that's how to move. If you're going to do something, that's the way to do it. 60 seconds in and out. And then, look, they're wearing all black. They're covering their faces. You can't see what they look like. All you can see is they're white, you know. So they're not with us. I can tell you that. So I'm just saying, when you see those things, come look. Get on up out of here. We don't need your help. See, what you're doing is not helping, you know. What you're doing is you scream and say his name. Yeah, okay, you said his name 1,000 times. Now move out the way because we're actually over here saying something different right now because I was making a point. I remember I was making a point that Rand Paul, he was up in the Senate while George Floyd's funeral was going on. Boy, I got a crazy memory, Donna. While George Floyd's funeral was going on, Rand Paul was trying to take the George Floyd bill out of the lynching bill. He was trying to take it out, sneaky bastard. While he got Al Sharpton with his nice suit on, well, you know, hair slicked back, talking nice words. Please don't come to my RGB solar return. You're not welcome. Ha. You know, I only say that because I called the man 1,000 times. Said, look, come black us up. This is when I was just starting out, and I ain't know. You know, I'm like, come black us up. You know, let me call Jesse Jackson. Come black us up. Fauntleroy. Come back, black us up, you know. Shoot. Even, what's his name? The ex speaker of the floor, the House and Senate, what's his name? Oh, damn. Talk with that real deep, crazy voice. Anyway, he got replaced by Newt Gingrich, a real redneck. Bob Dole. That's it, Bob Dole. Even Bob Dole got put through the pressure, you know? I'm like, yo, Bob, why are you folding? I said, I know you said no. You voted no. And then here it is. He come along and say, there ain't going to be no more, what do you call it? I know I'm going over a lot, y'all, but keep up with me. Because this is like Chronicles of a Panther here, you know? That's what this is. This is Chronicles of a Panther. what it was is caucuses. Yeah, they got rid of all the caucuses on Capitol Hill. Newt Gingrich got rid of all the caucuses on the Hill. And they were voting on it, and Bob Dole voted against it. And then Newt voted for it, and then Bob Dole changed his vote. I got on his ass about that shit, though. You know? Oh, yeah. And if anybody don't believe me, I don't really care. But all you got to do is look up Bob Dole and you see that little mean-ass dog that he had. And that dog would bite everybody except me. Here's his little dog sitting on my lap. I say, is Mr. Dole available? I want to speak to him about that vote. No, Mr. Dole not available. I said, well, look at my watch. I got time today. So I sat down, and the little dog, he looking at me. And next thing you know, by the time Bob come out of the office, that little dog sitting on my lap. And a black chauffeur, too, for those that know the history. You know, and the black chauffeur looking at me like, damn, that dog bites me. And he know me. I said, yeah, but you ain't got a thing with animals like me. See, animals, they know the pure-hearted, you know. That's something these ignorant-ass people need to do is understand the true-hearted and have some discernment, you know. Have some discernment. Don't look at your black revolutionaries like, I'm not sure. No, look at those homosexuals walking around with signs saying Black Lives Matter and ask yourself, is that what I want to be represented by? Or now you got the black liberators, the new Black Panther Party. You got us marching down the street, and people are like, wow, we didn't even know y'all still here. You goddamn right. We here in times of emergency, you know? So I'm just saying, this is a time of emergency for our people. So hit the Cash App. That's the only way we're going to be able to get to you. I'm already... expended all of my increments. I was named 5-5 Crip. He's an increment. So put some increments in $77Bakers, $77Bakers, so we can keep Black Power Radio going. Black Power Radio and $77Bakers, because we give you more of what you listen to your radio phone. And $77Bakers, so that I can buy me a nice box of shiny rounds. So when my people are in need or in danger and we step to the front line, you ain't got to worry about nothing. Click, clack, boom. Hands up, don't shoot. Hell with that. Guns up, aim straight. You know, we not surrendering. We didn't come here, like Dr. Collins say, to pin. We didn't come to pussyfoot around or pin the tail on the donkey or sing a few bars of the Kumbaya. Shoot. We came to, well, I'd be nice because the Queen Mother's on the line and all the other great people out there. We came to defend ours by any means necessary. I say it like that. I was going to say something whimsical, you know. So you know how we do. You know, our people are real colorful, you know. We can think of some stuff that we saw in a movie and tell you that's exactly what we're going to do, but we have no means of doing it. Say, I'm going to bring my Apache helicopter over your house at midnight. You know what I'm saying? That type thing. But in reality, when our people are surrounded and we step to the forefront, in front of them, just make sure y'all got your rifles aimed out the window to black us up, you know. And did I say $77Bakers? I get forgetful. Okay, just in case, if I didn't say it, y'all write that down. Go to Cash App right now and put in a 20, a 50, 100, whatever you can, $77 Bakers. So we, y'all can tell who the real revolutionaries is. I think Charleston White said it pretty good. He said, shoot, being a revolutionary, you broke. So he wanted to start, stop being a revolutionary and do for himself. But we not. We're not going to stop doing for the people. As simple as that. So $77 Bakers. Chief, you there? So I can land this 747. But just in case he ain't there, we got to take all of these funds that they give us for reparations and not squander it. Not give it back to the white man at his casinos and his gambling houses and his prostitutes. And why does every rich black man seem to want a white woman, a she-devil? What for? Our women look way better, you know? Shoot. Oh, I mean, if looks is what you're looking for, if style is what you're looking for, ladies got style. The real empresses. So my salute to the real empresses out there. I tried to say it, but a sister wasn't understanding me. But since she ain't on the line, trying to interject over what I was trying to put out there was the black woman is our secret weapon. You know why? Because the black man gonna fight three times as hard for the black woman. If I'm just fighting for myself, I'm like, yo, you know, just push you up off me. You know what I mean? Just do a little nudge. Just get up off me, you know. Shoot, mess with my woman, you're going to get a two-piece or a three-piece or four-piece with fries. And that's how black men, that's how we looking at it. He mess with our daughters, our sisters, our mothers, our aunties. It's on. You know, mess with Uncle Joe. I'm like, shit, Uncle Joe will whoop your ass even at his age. I ain't got worried about Uncle Joe. But you mess with Aunt Natty, Uncle Joe coming off the porch. You dig? And I'm gonna be there before he get there. So he can be like, nephew, why you do that? You leave me out of the fun. I'm like, your hands ain't what they used to be. We don't want you to break no fingers. You know, but anyway, I'm rambling now, so I appreciate everybody. Black power. Who we got on the line? I know we got people on the line, don't we? The line's opening up tonight or what? I am. Somebody help me. I am. National Chief, a black revolutionary. Shaky Mama Akbar, I am. $77 Bakers, a black revolutionary. Uh-oh. Don't leave me with the mic too long now. I've been going into my songs. Anyway, who else out there? KD, you still out there with us? Queen Miles, you still out there with us? Who got on the line? I think when I get too revolutionary. Our chief gets a flashback of his Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad days. See, I got coming with the spirit of Dr. Khalid, that's for sure, you know? And I understand it. It's like he couldn't hold those words back, you know? It's just like when Malcolm was told, don't say nothing. He said, the chickens came home to roost. Well, to Malcolm, that wasn't too much, but still, he was told not to say nothing. But he had to, you know, had to get it out. And then Doc, he was told, black power, you with me?
Right here, where you are. Are you still with us?
I am. A black revolutionary.
And those words are powerful today, spoken by the Honorable Fred Hampton of Chicago, said, I am a revolutionary. As we accentuate the positive works of Fred Hampton, we say that I am a black revolutionary, specifying and specifically saying what kind of revolution we're involved in today. It's quite different than the dynamic of the 60s. So we have updated, upgraded, got the thirst, the thrust and the energy from the Honorable Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad as the revolution continues. My, my, my. Are you still there with us, Queen Mother?
Who yes, sir.
Get your
I was
name
just thinking about how Khalid was like a brother to me.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. Okay, go ahead.
All right.
And which of our unsung heroes that you say was like your brother? I had an echo coming in when you spoke up. But you can go ahead and give us some of your legacy, some of your input.
Okay. I said Khalid was like a brother to me. I grew up at a time in the 60s where I was right down the street from the Church of the Advocate, which is where the Black Power Conference took place. I was four blocks away from Garvey headquarters. I was around the corner from the Black Panther office and down the street from the Moors. I grew up in a time where if you were a child or a teenager, you were quite protected in your own neighborhood. And at that time, we were talking about reparations just like we are now, except different organizations at that time took the responsibility of sitting down with those in the black community and preparing us for reparations. Because without preparation, our people ain't going to do nothing but turn around and give the money right back or give the land right back or whatever we get for reparations, we'll just give it right back because that's what we're indoctrinated to do. So I grew up in a time where it's not like today. Our young people today don't have on every corner or every few corners some revolutionaries and elders who, there were two elders, one was named Nana Ansa, one was named Nana Tanchi Ampong, and they had tickets to the Black Star Line to go back to Africa. That those kind of elders were like the norm. One of the elders was a nurse. She quit her job because the white doctors were operating on black people, especially the sisters, unnecessarily. Episiotomies and clipping off body parts and sewing up body parts and, you know, a lot more miscarriages than when you just went on and had the baby at home. And you know they've made midwifery illegal here in Ohio? And that's one of the things I do is deliver babies for black people. I refuse to do it for anybody else. I only do it for black people. And those were the kind of influences that were around folks my age, children and teenagers. That's a little bit about me. I yield.
And yes, ma'am. So we're certainly proud of the work that you've done, and you've left in place a legacy of committing to the doula and the midwife, and many women and in the black community are definitely sticking to the traditions. And even though it's so much chaos in the society, they stick to the basic family value system.
And I think that's something very important for us going forward. And this brings on the death of Rasheem Carter, just a young black man looking for a job. And he found a job in, I think, Taylorsville, Mississippi. And he didn't have a ride. And so he was seeking just transportation after falling out with the boss, who was, I think, supplying the transportation at that point. And then falling out with him, he was out in the township, and he was, from what all the evidence shows, he was attacked and brutally murdered and in a heinous crime of decapitating his body. And they are saying a part of his trunk was found in the pig's pen. He had been beaten and torn apart, the head cut off of his body, skull mailed to the mother, organs removed from the body, as the list goes on. And these heinous crimes, we must move to stop this, brother and sister. Detect input from Black Lightning on that. Just the heinous crimes that continue in America as we speak. Yes, sir.
Is this one of the young brothers who they're claiming committed suicide? Because I've heard a lot of those lately.
No, ma'am.
Is he one
this
of them?
One
oh,
is
okay.
A blatant murder. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it was his body was thrown in a hog pen as well. And it had body parts on this side of the hill, that side of the hill, in Taylorsville, Mississippi. We just left from down there for the protest, 1 year anniversary of it. And don't smell good. Police not investigating it to the thorough, you know, to the utmost. And we got to stop helping them kill each other. I mean, by killing each other, helping the opposition, you know, it's like...
they're not going to investigate it properly, because that's like asking the fox to guard the hen house.
How about that? Well, we have some reports that the police chief may have been paid off, you know. So with that in mind, we're just going to keep the pressure on them until somebody snoops in their business with one of them black suits on. You know, that's what's going to happen. I know. Well, we don't know, but that's what I hope so, because once the Department of Justice involves it in it, they'll get all of them, including the sheriff, hopefully. So we got to get a lot of these corrupt officials up out of there. You know, the good old boys club has got to stop, you know. Yeah. I mean, how many night commanders have watched them bring in our people battered and bruised and beaten and bloodied up, you know? You know, without blinking an eye, you know, because that's the norm. So we're going to make it unnormal to hurt black folks like that. That's what I'm looking for. But yeah, salute to you for keeping up all the work, all these eons, and opening up the door for us to keep on marching through them. We can't have our people opening up doors and then our people stop. And they got to march through those doors, you know? And marching outside, 10,000 voices being heard. Believe me, we heard, you know? And they take a handful of white folks and take over the Capitol, but we wasn't there to take over. We would be heard, and we way more than them, way more than them. There was at least 10,000 people walking behind us to the White House. And we said, what do you want? Come on, y'all. Justice. When do we want it? Right now. And tell me how we're going to take it. Well, yeah, Chief. By any means necessary, black power, you know? And that's a good feeling. to know that your people can say, oh, shucks. So we ain't got to worry now, you know? Shoot. Yeah. I remember various nights of doing missions where we got to meet up late at night and be out on the corner on the blocks, full uniform. And I wonder why the block empty. I'm like, nah, no, it ain't me, you know? Cops go by us me and look at me, and I just look them in the eye, and they just keep on going, you know? And so I know it ain't just me. No, it's us. They know who we are, you know? So all these, you know, my salute to everybody that's trying on different levels of pantherdom, you know? Everybody wants to be a panther, but they don't want to be a panther. They scared to be a panther because they won't be. It's like we need Indians, not chiefs, you know? We need locals and then regionals and then nationals, you know? So, but y'all in good hands, I can say that. Put the dirty glass next to the clean glass. Yeah. Say, put the dirty glass next to the clean glass. Yeah. Because as we press the gas, want to give you all the smoke once you all woke. You know? Yeah. So yes, ma'am. Keep going. Tell me more. I'm all ears. You in Ohio? Because I'm thinking of doing a mission in Ohio very soon.
Mhm. Yeah, I'm in Ohio now. I lived and was raised the majority of my life in Philly. I had an older sister who was also original Black Panther Party. Her name was Nalo, and we built an independent African-centered school in a building that she bought. She paid the mortgage and donated it to the community for us to have an independent African-centered school, K through 12. And I never met Asada, but Zaid Malik Shakur used to come and work with our children at the school. And Sundiata Okoli used to come and spend time with our students. Zaid is dead, of course. He was killed on the turnpike. And Sundiata is finally out of prison after, 40, 45 years?
Mm-hmm.
Like a big brother to me. I was fortunate. I grew up with and came into adulthood with serious historians and scholars and elders, you know, to guide my steps. And I think that it allows me to step up to the plate and be the elder now. It's an interesting point of transition to be the one that is supposed to be setting an example by how I live my life. I think I can say a lot more with the physical examples of work and living than I ever could with any words. I yield.
Yes,
Black power.
We certainly acknowledge and appreciate all the work that you have put in to continue the legacy of the Panther and to give the youth of today something we can build upon, because the three of us can get something for ourselves, but we're actually known by the institution that we leave behind for the future generations and to build a legacy like the Black Panther. Is a great thing for them to build on. They have a building structure, and they have a great foundation
to launch their plane today. So we're definitely happy about the end results from the path of work from the 60s all the way to this hour. Many of them never stopped working as Panthers, and we'll run into them in Atlanta, in St. Louis, and New York, and Yaw Santawah. All of the New Yorkers just got together with the Panthers on Marcus Messiah Garvey Day in New York, and we changed the street name at 122nd and say Adam Clayton Powell is now the Black Panther Party Way. So that's just wonderful, wonderful news for the Black Panther Party at this hour.
Every now and then, I would hear something from Catherine. I remember when I was attacked by the state here and incarcerated, and I was just kind of shocked and amazed, and I heard from Catherine. It's always a good energy when we get a chance to come back together, even if it's not for the best reason. You know, she's still out in California working with a brother named Billy X. And for all the years I can remember, she's still inch by inch. It's enough to make you want to smile to know that people didn't just quit. They didn't just stop. And I always question, oh, ex-Panther this or X this or that. And I'm saying, well, I wasn't at that ceremony. When did we stop? When did we turn our Paul prints in? What? I'm confused.
Right. They even did it to Huey P. Newton. And I think even to Bobby Seale, they would have talk shows and say, we're here with ex-Black Panther Huey P. Newton, ex-Black Panther leader Bobby Seale. And I think to degrade or to try to diminish the work of the Panther, but they left an indelible footprint in the sand, and their legacy will never be matched, but nevertheless, we can live up to the vision and fulfill those things in the vision of Huey P. Newton, the vision of Fred Hampton, the vision of little Bobby Hutton, and all of those great ones that stood with Mark Clark and the great Panthers of New York, Chicago, and Houston, and all there in Atlanta, of course.
Oakland,
the legacy is in Oakland. Go ahead.
Yeah, she was like a big sister to me, Sophia Vaccari, out of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Every time the Panthers were having a reunion or a meeting, she would always call on her little sister and come. And I asked her, I said, you know, my name's not on anything. I'm not in any of the books. That's how y'all protected us young people. And she said, come. Come on.
That's right.
But they were very protective of us younger ones, you know, which was a beautiful thing. And through, her name is skipping my mind. She was originally from Philly, and she went out to L.A., Elaine Brown.
Yes, ma'am.
I remember when I read her book, I said, wow, things were so different for her in California than they were for us in Philly. In Philly, they protected our virginity. I was 20, 21 before I got married and gave up my virginity. Uh-huh. And in her book, she wrote about how she was encouraged to use her body to, you know, do whatever was necessary in the struggle. And I thought about it. I said, wow, that's neither one is wrong or right. They're just different. And
yes,
I felt very protected by the party in Philly. I yield.
Yes, ma'am. And
he was at the reparations hearings too. Elaine Brown, that is. Elaine Brown.
Mm-hmm.
I saw her on the live with Truth Day.
Mm-hmm. Their team, I think she has the building, some of the Panthers is a building in Oakland, I believe, or Sacramento, around the suburbs. You know, Brother Marvin X, do you know him, sister? Give us your name again, because I didn't want to mispronounce your name.
Elder Mama Condi.
Okay. Elder Mama Condi.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
K-I-N-D-E. Is that it?
K-H-A-N-D-I.
K-H-A-N-D-I.
And Condi means within.
Mm-hmm. And the Condi means?
Ka means spirit. Ndi means within.
Mm-hmm. The spirit within. So that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And you know the name Brother Marvin X in Oakland? Marvin X.
It's He's familiar.
Continued. Mm-hmm.
But specifically, no, sir, not a personal knowledge.
Mm-hmm. But he wrote a few books, I believe, Marvin X, and I was trying to get that little team. There's a doctor, there's a couple of other black revolutionaries there in Oakland that hold up the legacy, and they have some great Malcolm X days, and I was able to visit with them when they executed the grandson of Malcolm X, Abdul Latif Shabazz,
mm-hmm.
was executed in Mexico, and we held the first memorial service was held in Oakland, and we helped and went to participate in the memorial service for or what you call the janazah service with Fred Hampton and others, and the mother of Abdul Latif Shabazz. And others
mm-hmm.
were there in Oakland at the Masjid. So there's been quite a bit of things that have happened to keep the Panthers on post and alive and well. I see we have Brother Abdullah on the line. Let's see if we can get him to the mic here. Brother Abdullah, you're live on Black Power Radio. Welcome to Black Power Radio.
Black Power, comrades. Black Power to the Field Marshal Department. Black Power to the MOD Department. Black Power to you, sir, National Chair.
Black Power,
brother. I just started to call you. Bring you on.
Hello?
Yes, brother. Tonight, I don't know if you've read the Black Drop. We're talking on Louis Teal, Alfred King, and Rasheem Carter. The basis, the heinous crimes practice against we the people, and why are the names suppressed, such as Louis Teal, Alfred King, and Rasheem Carter, sir?
Me?
Yep, that be he, that be we, that be me.
Yes,
but
yes.
But that be you.
The one and only.
Yeah. Well, Black Power.
Harambe.
Black Power. Harambe.
The legacy will continue if we fulfill the post that we have and stop the bickering and stop the argument and let's go forward and move forward as a black army, the freedom fight. And that's Black Power.
That is Black Power as a lifestyle and a legacy that we live, the life of Black Power, and knowing
right.
that they wanted to usurp our power. Take our legacy and steal our birthrights and things
right.
of that
Take
nature.
Take the knowledge of ourselves.
That's why we always say never underestimate the power of divine intervention and never underestimate your ability to defeat your opponent and put him on his backside and never overestimate the power of the opposition to put you on your backside, my mind.
Mm.
That's like just a melody. I blew one. Yeah, y'all continue while I try to pick Mother Melody back up.
Like power, comrade. So give us some of them gems of knowledge you got there, brother.
Hi, New York.
Yes, sir.
We got the MPP Security Inc. popping off. We got the tables, new behavior peer program. We're trying to start that paper, the MPP Express News.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. MBPP Express News. Yeah,
right.
Coming to you live and in Black Power.
Mm-hmm. Black Power coming to you real soon.
Abarigani.
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 Black Power.
Abarigani. Abarigani. Kra-kra, kra-kra.
All right. Say that again. I love it.
Hold
on, comrades. Listen to Queen Mother. Say again, I'm sorry. We sorry.
You asked me what was my response to Abarigani. I said, in Jema Asante Abarigani, kra 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 kra. The translation is, I am doing well. Small, small, which means I'm not doing so well. But they always, African people always speak in the affirmative, and then they justify it or validate it with the amount of how they're doing well is a little less than well. That's how we think in our own languages.
As I told you all, we had a special treat tonight. We have on the line our Queen Mother Melody, and she is out of New Orleans, but via Newark and via New York, and she's been a teacher and an instructor, a Black revolutionary. Queen Mother, you're online with the Queen Mother Condi,
Black
as well
Power.
As Black Lightning, Abdullah, assalamu alaikum, and Black,
yeah,
Power,
Black Power,
the Queen Mother Melody, and welcome.
Black Power,
Adono
Warrior.
Black Power.
Black Power.
Our power to the people.
Power to the people.
Power to the people.
That's our traditional greeting. Bless you, precious heart. Yeah, what's on the agenda? It seems to me that we need to discuss these oppressive tactics being used by the government right now against our people. We have a lot of happening as far as economics is concerned. With this great reset.
You have to, please mute your line if you're not speaking. Everyone, mute out in one mic on Queen Mother Melody, Black Power.
And we're not focused on the fact that not only are we coming up with dead young men, but we are still counting the women and the children who are disappearing. So I just wanted to steer the conversation that way, if we could.
Yes, ma'am, these are facts, and the sex trafficking, as well as the disappearing of our young people who are lured, some are lured out. You have to put them mute yourself. Some are lured out, some are brought out. Some are dragged out, but they are missing children. And the system that we pay our tax dollars into are rarely doing any formal investigation of our missing children.
Mute your line, comrade.
Almost always been.
Bye-bye.
Go ahead. Someone was speaking up.
Sorry about that, sir. I was saying mute your lines. Everybody mute your lines.
Okay. And this has a history. As I said, the Holies or Police Department starts with a history of slave catching
so much enslavement and so much that has been done to us.
Black,
so
can
many,
you mute your mic? Can't nobody hear what the brother is saying. Please mute your mic, Black.
Yeah. So much has been done to us, beloved, in the form of purposefully attacking us, mutilating us, doing the heinous acts on our person, our children, our men, women, and children, and the person of Breonna Taylor. Many things have happened to us. You can't even be a black woman while sleeping at home in your own bed without potentially being attacked and then killed, and then there's no due process. This is what is upsetting to all of the revolutionaries, and most of the people in the community are upset because there's no due process in this case. As I pass the mic, and let's see where we are. You there still, Mother Melody? And
yeah.
Like lightning, go right ahead. Why is there no due process?
Due process is part of criminal proceedings, and when there's no due process, then you can have mistrials in the favor of the defendant. Due process can also be summed up to clerical error or error of the court, which is also an offensive manner which the defense can be, it's a loophole, they can get off. When due process has been neglected and you can bring this before the panel of judges or jurors, then you need to, because the neglectfulness of due process may render the case neutralized. So you always want to look at, first of all, the Miranda rights, were they followed, okay? Miranda means that they have to share with you your constitutional rights before they arrest you. And upon arresting you, due process also means that you're entitled to a phone call to either your attorney or a family member. Some of this has been denied to a lot of prisoners. And I say prisoners because they are prisoners of war. We are at war with these people and have been for a number of years. I can't even tell you when it started. That's how far back it goes, 2,000 years, that we've been at war with these folks. But when we speak of due process in America, you got to understand America has a double-headed eagle, okay? That means it has two heads, two symbols of justice, all right? And our justice and our laws are called the Black Code laws. They have nothing to do with the Constitution. They have everything to do with the fact that someone in your family may have been a slave, or whether you're black or white, it doesn't matter. If they can trace you back to being in captivity, they can continue to treat you as such. So this is why a lot of people have gone and declared their sovereignty, so that they won't be treated as chattel. But they continue to do this even upon our death. Okay, if you have signed the back of your driver's license upon your untimely demise, which they will make sure of if you go to the hospital and you're really not feeling good, they will not resuscitate you once you sign the back of that driver's license. And your organs and vital body parts will be sold on the market. Now, the missing children and the women, I really like to address that as human trafficking more than sex trafficking, because they're harvesting organs now. And a person is worth more to them in pieces than they are as a whole human being. So these are the things that we have to be careful of now. Organ harvesting is very real, and it is also quite illegal in this country. So when you find some place that you know is carrying out these actions, you should really report them, because it may be the tip of the iceberg that starts melting it when it comes to human trafficking. Okay? Amen.
That's right. And that peculiar brand of criminal neglect is apparent in the majority of these cases, and the municipality that's usually led by a sheriff or a police chief or one of his lieutenants and captains, and they have developed a posture of they're not going to answer any pertinent cross-examination questions. They're not going to give the family closure. They are going to be as obstinate and rebellious as possible to we, the public, and it is our tax-paying dollar that keeps the office open, that keeps a paycheck in his cubicle box. And these are the things that we are faced with in America, and with the heinous crimes continuing against us and the execution and execution continues on us, we are again the rebellious slaves of this hour, and we will fight a system of injustice, a system that breeds tyranny, oppression. The Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may the prayers, the peace, and the blessings of Allah be upon him, said that the oppression is worse than the grave. Oppression is worse than slaughter, meaning it's better you die fighting your enemy and standing up to the oppressor than to live with his foot resting upon your neck, with his knee on your backside. It is better that you die than to live under those conditions, according to our Prophet Muhammad, who brought in the red, black, and green. Many have did a drive-by on Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May the prayers, the peace, and the blessings of Allah forever be upon him. He brought in the red, black, and green as well, as you see on the Taliban, on the Palestinian flag, on the Black Revolutionaries flag. You see the red, black, and the green. The blood, the land, and the people. And we understand these things to be a significant part of the history once we begin to comprehend and study and research a little deeper. We'll find we have comrades all over the world in the revolution here and in Nigeria. And in the Islamic Revolution, there are some comrades there that support the efforts of our revolution. As we talked about it earlier, warrior woman, and someone brought that up. Warrior woman, yes. A comrade to the Black Revolution. She's right there in California. And her husband is Eddie Longwalker. He says that we are the landlords of the land, and we, the Black and African people, are the only ones who have ever been welcomed. And the gringo, the white man, the Zionists have been driven by greed across the land and raping the land, taking undue advantage of the vulnerability and state of some of we the people. But truth crushed to the earth again, then again I rise. Truth crushed to the earth by its very nature will rise again, and we'll be back on our post, back in our authority, and back in our own set of family values. System is multiple systems with an S. We have multiple values, family value systems. Is that right? I think, are you out there, Abdullah? I think he's still there. How about Black Lightning is still
Black
there?
Black Power.
Hey, Abdullah, you got to get closer to your mic, Abdullah.
Right.
Where are you? You're right there by the mic.
Black Power.
You can rock that mic,
yeah,
sir.
I'm here.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. Cold-blooded invitation to rock the mic, sir. This is why we've come here tonight, Black Power.
Yeah. This beast is an evil beast. He's wicked. We already know that. Now we got to put forward a plan to defeat him and save our people from their own destruction. And that's Black Power. Because our people are messed up. And they need our help. They need to see boots on ground every day, passing out flyers and all that. And that's Black Power.
Black Power. And everybody enjoy their Jenna-me. We do Jenna-me around here, you know, from the Andinkra, meaning one omnipotent God.
Mm.
So the one omnipotent God, the Dinkra being, it's spelled G-Y-E-N-Y-A-M-E, which is Jename, if we want to say it in English. But if you want to say it, I believe it's really pronounced, the G is silent, so that's the Jename. And again, that's an Andinkra, brought back from Africa, taught to us by Dr. Khalid Abdul Muhammad to replace their Turkey Day, you know, because their Turkey Day has nothing to do with us, as Chief was just saying about Warrior Woman. I'm Native, Black first, Native, and Native American, so I can dig where you're coming from when saying, who are the original landlords? Us. I'm sorry, sister. Go ahead. Black Power. You were speaking? Sister, were you speaking?
Cool.
Black Power. Well, no, it was one of the sisters on the line. I thought maybe it was Sister Melody or Sister Condi. Queen Mother Condi or Queen Mother Melody. Always a pleasure
you
to have them on the line.
You were inside my head. You were inside my head. I didn't speak verbally. I was thinking. I didn't realize I was thinking out loud.
Well, go ahead with the
bless
rest of the talk for us. Use the rest of it.
You were speaking about Jename. As you know, there are a lot of dialects and languages. Jename comes out of Ghana. The language, as it's pronounced, Jename is T, S with a dot under it, I, T. Some people say twi, T-W-I, because they can't say T. That's where Jename as an almighty being comes from. And the Dinkra is the language, the alphabet, the even the symbols, where Africans who were brought here from Ghana, the idea of quilts came from, and those same symbols were the language used in the Underground Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to yield for now.
Fill it up. Yes, indeed. Okay, you filling it up, sister. Definitely fill it up. Fill it up, our cup runneth over. Absolutely. So there are a lot of, there are a lot of symbols. So I was thinking we should come up with some more to replace these other ones that have nothing to do with, I mean, these other holidays, you know, like Horace's birthday, December the 25th, you know, that would be Horace's birthday, but also a representative of Yahshua's birthday. But I would say we got Yenam May. We need to get one for Christmas. I'm trying to think of one. I'm trying to come up with one with the people that know these Adinkras. So,
and you know,
help
the swastika is a Adinkra symbol. They stole
Yeah, I was told.
The swastika is a Adinkra symbol.
Mm-hmm.
They stole it like they steal everything else.
Yeah, well, at this point, I don't want it back, you know, because when we start wearing it, people get confused. No?
I know
they can't have it back. They can keep it. In a minute, they're getting ready to put themselves in the trick bag. They want the hood back so bad, they want a gentrification. So go ahead, gentrify. Or however you say it. I'm coming up with my own word, gentrify. So go ahead and
gentrify. That's what neologians do. We create our own words, language, and redefine words back to what is African.
So
that's what you're doing.
Well, I meant to say the gentrify. Go ahead and gentrify. Because while they gentrifying, we're going to be buying up all the land and all the where you can grow your vegetables and your fruit and have some orchards and have everything growing while they're trying to, for some reason they got it in their head, they got to hurry up and buy up these tenement slums. So they can hurry up and rent from the Jew. And the Jew ain't never going to fix it up. He ain't fixed it up since I was a kid. It's the same plumbing, you know what I mean? Same rusted out pipes. They still got asbestos in some of them buildings, you know? Well, they just don't care because they rent to us. They live out in the suburbs, you know? So while the people moving from the suburbs trying to gentrify, let's take what they got. Let's move out to the suburbs. Let's make it black, bringing black back. Matter of fact, where I'm at, this is the blackest area up here since I've been here, you know? I'm like, there'll be none of that, you know what I mean? Because when I mumble under my breath, they be hearing it. I'm like, Trump already lost. Take that shit. Excuse me. You know what I mean? And if I see one, they're going, and that symbol, you know that, I know, Queen Mother, you can fill this up too. The Confederate flag, that was ours too. But I don't want it back. I don't want it back. But I'm just saying, when I see that flag, I immediately throw on the I don't even have to throw it up. It's like, if I know it's there, the red, black, and green will be flying. You know, shoot, the chief would tell you, I always kept that red, black, and green flag flying right in the middle of the seats in the car. You know what I'm saying? Because, they're going to fly there, they're going to fly ours. It's almost as like we ain't got, oh, gosh. This Chronicles of a Panther again. But don't let me forget, Queen Mother, I want to come back to that flag, that evil flag that they took, that Confederate flag. But I was just thinking, things have changed. We used to would snatch it down and burn it. Under the camera, you know, and smile for the camera and wave at it, you know. Now it's everybody don't want to face the judge and say, well, what were you thinking? So no, what were you thinking when you put it up there? What were you thinking? You didn't think that somebody like me was going to come along and snatch it down, or was it a trap? You know, So. But yeah, I just want to fill up that flag first before I have that memory. I'm gonna come back to that. Black Lion, Black Lightning to the world.
Black Lion. Okay, good. Okay. I wanted to
Did you
ask,
get that link from me?
Because I wanted to say to you that you are very psychotherapeutic. And you're very psychotherapeutic. That's a compliment.
I said thank you.
You don't it sounds like you do not drink, you do not do drugs, you don't smoke. And being psychotherapeutic means you speak through your pain instead of trying to drown it or smother it with some external thing. You speak through it and you listen when other people speak through theirs. That's being psychotherapeutic. And it's a very African way to do the healing and self-healing that needs to happen with us so that we can get through this trauma that we're trying to survive. I yield.
Wow, give thanks on that. Well, what was the, I know you know the that Confederate flag. It was ours too. That was African as well. There's some things I just don't want back, you know, don't want that back. Shoot, send the wrong signal. Even the even the rainbow flag, we don't want that. Send the wrong signal. Well, I'll stick with the red, black, and green. We gotta stick with the red, black, and green. That's our flag, you know.
And we need to read John G. Jackson, Man, God, and Civilization. This African elder talks about all of the symbols that they stole from us. And I think about it and I say, wow, how much different would my life have been if I had known when I was young that I'm a Pisces, a crocodile, instead of two fish going in opposite directions. All that sort of thing, and how all the symbols had been changed by them to take away our knowledge of self. And they changed a lot of the words in our languages. So, for example, the prefix AF, A-F like in Frank, you got Africa. Dr. Clark and Dr. Ben broke that down in a 2-volume that they did, and they said that it was Africa is a word that comes from Afra-U-Ika, which is black lands of the people of the sun and spirit. Afra-U-Ika. But then you got that made me ask questions like, okay, so what about Afghanistan? Which, when you look at it, even though I'm blind now, Afghanistan, it makes me question. And then the last one that comes to mind for me is Morica or Afmerica. They took the prefix off so we wouldn't be able to make the connection between us as a people and this land that they renamed America. It's just a whole lot of research, a whole lot of mental and emotional and historic healing that we have to do in order to be well enough to get this thing called liberation taken care of. I'm going to say this one last thing. The mental illness that our people suffer from. And let me know if I forget any. Let's see. Amalgamation, aculturalization, inferiorization, dichotomization, reification, amalgamation, genocide, and menticide. I know I forgot some, because there's so much that they did to us, or just plain old brainwashing. It's not a wonder why it has taken us as long as it has, and it will take even longer before we recover, because what they have done and continue to do to us is diabolical. And I yield. Thank you for listening to me.
Oh, wow. Where you at?
There y'all are. I had to. Oh, man. Lighten it up. Lighten it up. We're getting some knowledge tonight, y'all.
Black power. For sure. I was thinking that was the Chronicles of a Panther. My drummer used to say that his music is how he expressed himself, you know, because what brought that statement on was I'm standing next to him with a microphone, and I'm on the side where his snare drum at, and every time he hit that snare, I swear to God, I jumped. It was like a gunshot going off right next to me, point blank range, you know. He like snapped. I was like, hey, calm down. He said, well, you know, my music, this is how I express myself. I said, well, don't express yourself so hard when I'm standing next to you, please. He expressed himself so hard, he hit that cymbal, and it flew across the room. We was actually auditioning for this big club, right? He hit that cymbal, that joint flew across the room like a frisbee, you know? and he split it. He split that joint down the middle, brand spanking new. I'm like, man, I'm like, I pay a lot of money for these cymbals, you know what I'm saying? Because there's only a few of us working, right? And some of us just play our ass off, so it's basically we're going to make money. By them not working, we make more money because they there to rehearse, they there for shows, load equipment, all that, you know. So I guess of what you said was brought that on is basically we kind of express ourselves to our feelings, and he expressed himself to his music, and we still doing that, so, you know. What was I going to say earlier? Dr. Collins. No, first they tried to, what they tried to do, they put a censure. Yeah, they put a censure on Doc, say can't speak. They were so scared what he might say, you know what I'm saying? I'm talking about the government. The government saying he can't speak. Like, you must have lost your mind. This is a freedom of speech. This is America, cut with the 3 Ks. You think I can't speak? No. What you got to do, you have a right not to put it on your news stations. You know? You got a right to keep it out of the ears of your people as much as you possibly can. But as far as being on 125th Street in Harlem, right, comrade? He will speak as much as possible. So I was saying Malcolm was shut down, so he couldn't speak, but he had to get it out. And Doc was saying he can't speak, so he had to get it out. So we're going to keep on getting it out. Mm-hmm.
I remember when Khaled was on Donahue's show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Donahue has always been a white boy who tries his best to embarrass his black guests that he's interviewing on his show. And Khaled frustrated him so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, it was a thing of beauty. It was a thing of beauty. It was. It was. And I think it's on YouTube.
Yeah.
I think that show is on YouTube. Anybody who's not seen it, I would say click on it, sit back with your popcorn and your apple juice. And enjoy.
Really? Yeah. And Farrakhan was on Donahue, too. You know?
Uh-huh. And both of them were very brilliant.
They were. That's why when I look at them, I say, man, they held it together better than I would have. I'd have walked over and knocked the microphone out of Donahue's hand and said, look, no more questions. I'm talking now. You know what I'm saying? He was like, security? And I was like, Black Power? They have five Panthers meet their security at the door. I say, now what? Say, we taking over this broadcast, goddammit. Keep that damn camera aimed at me, and you better not let that red light go off. I'm just saying, they held it together because you remember when you seen the one with the minister on there? The minister was just smiling. He was just, I was like, how do you smile when somebody trying to tear you down? I'm like, man,
you get that eyebrow
going up, huh?
They can't do it. They can't do it. The truth always rises to the top. So, like, for example, with Umar and him building this independent African-centered school, and he used to say, try to prove when people lied on him and said he did this, he did that, he's spending the money, there's not going to be a school. And I said to him, I said, ignore them. The naysayers, that's all they got. They don't have nothing real. So just let your work prove them wrong. And that's exactly what happened. The school is there, ready to go.
FDMG.
And the naysayers, they're awfully quiet right now, ain't they?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, we went to that school. We've been to that school when they had this the FDMG festival, when Dr. Yes. Umar had the festival. And I looked inside. And I'm thinking I'm going to see something that looked like a construction crew need to go in there. I looked in the gym. I'm like, man, give me a basketball. This place ready to go, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, if the gym looked that good, I can imagine the classrooms are really pumped up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's got two sides and everything, like a little courtyard in the middle. And a building, and two buildings. There might have been more. I'm not sure, but I just seen the two buildings. And I wish that brother, our brother, well. We rock with Dr. Umar for sure. you know, every time we're in New York, you know, he call on the Panthers. You know, we'll be there. You know.
Beautiful.
Yes, sir. Yeah. National Chairman, you there? Akbar. Are you there? Oh, well, he say, I'm going to leave the keys to the house with Black Lightning, and I hope he don't start an after-hour party while I'm gone. So when he get back home, he's going to be Panthers laid out on the couch and stuff, sleep.
I remember those days.
Yeah. You got to get up to the...
We were.
Huh? Uh-huh. Oh, no, never mind. I was going to say we having a summit coming up. You got to stay in touch. Coming up very soon. Yep. Close to New Year's.
Okay.
But, and a little short notice, maybe not. But, yeah, all Panthers welcome. So... we're going to have a nice little summit coming up, undisclosed location. When it get dropped, I'll know when y'all know. No?
Okay. Well, have you ever been on them kind of missions, sister? So I'll say it again.
Yep. Yeah, you ever been on them kind of missions where they tell you, just go to the city, just go to the city. We'll figure it out when we get there.
Mm-hmm.
There was a young man that got shot by the police like 7-8 times, and the cops, we had to find it. So we just went and we looked. We had to go find it. But, as far as the case, well, as far as finding it, that's the A. That's Chronicles of a Panther right there. We just went to the city. And then we went down to the dollar store, Dollar General or something, And we asked them if they knew about it, and they said, yeah, that was like down that way. So then we, you know, we head down that way, you know. And then I see this this white man working on his lawn. He paying us some attention because we basically looking around. And so I think the national chairman started a dialogue with him, and he said, yeah, the people live right over there, you know, and point out where we need to go, you know. Yeah. But I was kind of upset because I was like, man, how you going to have me drive somewhere and we don't even know where we're going? He's like, we'll figure it out when we get there. I'm like, oh, man, come on now. But we always did. Now, one thing I can say about our leader, he's a frontline general, always been there on the front lines. And when he say we'll figure it out when we get there, and y'all see me in the driver looking at him like, man, come on, not again. Understand what's happening.
Frontline symphony.
I got to go. I got to go, but I'd rather have an address in the GPS, you know? Shoot. And say, okay, I remember one time I went to one spot, and then I said, matter of fact, salute to Commander Black, rest in power. Did you know Commander Black out of North Carolina? Sister, Queen Mother,
I don't remember the name.
Yeah, that's
one
of our.
But I don't remember the name at the moment.
One of our mentors. Yeah, he just went to Heavenly Glory over there with Hashim. You know, Hashim gave me my name, Black Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, which is one of the reasons National Chairman won't let it go, because I like Black Lion, you know, because like in the Bible when they say, came back with a new body and a new name. Well, the new body is the old body, so it's kind of like the new body because the old body was the newer body, and sort of like Mike Tyson. Damn, you know, like Mike Tyson was a beast back in the day, but damn, I think he done turned in twice a beast now, you know. And I mean, back in the day, I ride 10 miles just for fun in the woods, but now, shoot, I ride 60 miles just to get to where my folks at. Get to where, and that's another thing. If y'all got youngins out there, don't leave them behind. Once you start teaching them, don't leave them behind. You know, I hear people saying about their little conflicts. Well, shoot, you're gonna have conflicts. You know, this is a black organization. What do you expect? Expect for everybody to be acting like the white man? No. So this is for those people out there that I've been hearing saying they need to work on this and need to work on that. Just work on you. Work on yourselves. And because when we come together for the people. We're not coming together for your landlord didn't bring the heat up over here. And this person's having a little thing with their neighbor, and that one's doing this, and this one doing that. But right now, we got a brother who had dismembered all over the place and decapitated. Oh, by the way, Queen Mother, you were talking about that actor, I think. And the same thing happened with him. He was, say, was arms, his head was cut off, his arms were cut off. I think that was foul play, but they trying to say, oh, he probably fell against the rocks. Yeah, they probably making an excuse like they would have made if the boy hadn't, Rashim Carter, I shouldn't say boy, the man, hadn't called home and said they chasing me. And if anything mm-hmm. happened to me, it was my land, it was my not, what do you call it, the guy he worked with, his foreman on mm-hmm. his job. If anything happened to me, they chasing me. Forming on my job with a truckload of rednecks chasing me, and he go to the police station and try to look for safety and say, well, can get a charger for my phone, so they don't let him charge his phone up. So that's the last they heard of him. From him, he was going down to the Dollar General to get a cord for his phone, and then they show footage. What do you call it? Cameras they have in the woods. He was running for his life in the woods. So I'm just saying we have to show up for stuff like that, because if we don't, I mean, come on now. Y'all already know. If you don't, what they're going to do? They're going to do it more. They're going to do it again. Yeah, they're going to get comfortable. Just like Derek Chauvin. Derek Chauvin. I'm glad he got stabbed in jail, you know. Karma. But I'm just saying, he put his knee on George Floyd's neck to kill him, and like it wasn't going to be no consequences at all. You know? As a matter of fact, I'll take my hand and push my hand down on my leg to put more pressure on it, so that way they won't even see what I'm doing. And the only reason I know what he was doing is because I had an injury. I was riding my bike, and I was taking my hand. I was pushing, at the time, I was pushing my left leg down with my hand. So I said, he's doing the same thing I was doing when I was injured, you know? So basically, I seen him, what he was doing, caught it, you know? Yeah. Where everybody at? Abdullah, you still there? National Chairman, you still there? I think they going on a recruitment mission right now. I'm just kidding. We recruit right here.
Either that or your conversation is like a lullaby.
I tell you. I feel like I know you need to go right into a Dr. Khaled daydream. You know? Yeah. Except Doc was way better than me, though. Shoot. I'm trying to be as good as, wow, what's the word I'm looking for? Goodness gracious. He was articulate. I can do that part. Calm. That's what it is. Calm. I bet everybody just sat up in their chair that know me and said, yep. you hit it on the nose. calm. I'm like, I ain't calm because it's like the plan was worked on 20 years ago. They came up with a plan, you know, and then and then by the time they got to the plan, it started getting killed off. And falsely imprisoned, like Elmer Geronimo Pratt, you know. He's in a Panther meeting, and they say that he was involved in a shooting that was hundreds of miles away. he's at a Panther meeting. He got witnesses just to show that they can do to us whatever they want. Until they get one of them kind that say, nah, it's gonna be more than you bargained for. It bit off more than you can chew this time. That's why they get Doc the way they did Doc. So they won't come to Doc like they did Grandmaster Jay, you know. I'm surprised they even did that to him, you know. Yeah. Like, man.
Yeah, I'm asking for an update on Jay.
Well,
I just
know.
Asked for an update on him about a week ago.
Did you? What's happening with him? So what's happening with him? What'd you hear?
I'm a shut-in. I haven't been outdoors in 2 years.
Well,
but the word is he's done half his time.
Mm-hmm.
He still got half to do.
People should visit him, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why
I would if I could.
But
I've done that with all these other
POWs and political prisoners behind the walls.
Yeah.
You used to write to them like 50 of them at a time. But now being blind and a shut-in, it's very difficult.
Oh, I don't mean you. I mean just like in general. I would think that all those members of NFAC that he got would be like visiting him so much they would have to put a limit on him.
Ain't no telling, but you know he gave some pretty specific instructions. It was almost prophetic when he talked about the possibility of him getting locked up. He gave very specific instructions that were extremely protective of all the brothers and sisters.
Oh, well, yeah?
Yeah.
Like what?
Strong
like
enough
what?
To, and don't expose themselves. Because the only person folks really knew was him.
Well, his database.
Everybody else would be safe. Huh?
He had a lot of people in his computer, in his database, and then when they confiscate his computers and everything, they get everything, you know, which is another reason two reasons I never joined NFAC. Number one reason, drum roll, please. Thank you. I always wanted to be a Panther. So now that I'm a Panther, why would I be anything else?
Mm-hmm.
But that was one reason. But yeah, I met the brother a few times, you know. And, you know, we were on the line together a few times. Matter of fact, he was at Hashim's, Solar Return. Yeah, he was at Hashim's Solar Return. So, I saw him there. I did. I just noticed that it wasn't nobody flanking him on the left, so I just looked at him, nodded, and nodded to the left, and pretty much let him know I got this side right here without saying a word. Basically, I looked at him and looked on the left, and then walked over to the left and took my post. So I don't know. It's just so funny that you know he would write something saying I want to keep all my people protected, and now the feds come in and get everybody's information out your computer. Oh God. Yeah. Well, that's why I ain't, my stuff ain't going out like that. Nah. My people's stuff ain't going out like that. Nope.
There are people trying to encourage me to use the computer more, and I'm just now learning how to use my phone. I just learned a few days ago how to make a contact card.
Oh, okay. All right. So that's good. That's progress.
But I also realize certain things just don't need to be where certain things are. That's one of the disadvantages to the internet.
Yeah.
Everything don't need to be out in the open.
Yeah. How about that? Like you said about the old Panthers, they used to keep everything secret.
Yeah. Now we have meetings online, and I remember back in the day, you know, if something happened, everybody stopped whatever they were doing, got in their car, and went where you needed to go. Now we go on the internet.
How about that?
I just think that's just not as safe in my mind.
Not safe at all. Yeah, I agree. Security risk.
It's not as safe.
Well, we
used to know how to caravan. People don't know how to do that anymore. You leave people. How you going to leave people?
Yeah.
You know, pull over and wait. Make sure that the last car is with y'all. Come on, huh? Things are different.
Yeah.
Things are different. I'm looking at
things.
Well,
we have some caravans now, too.
Mm-hmm.
We wait for
I'm glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
I just say,
that was one of the lessons.
Give me the address.
Learn how to caravan.
GPS where I'm going.
Yeah, that
as
was
long
one
as
of
I got
lessons.
It in my GPS, they can pull off and leave. I don't care. Go, you know.
You had to learn the amount of time that you give for somebody to check in before you be concerned if they're missing. There was a certain way to caravan, certain way to pull in those who are trying to catch up. You know, and you let them in the middle of your line. And we learned all kinds of tricks for travel and how to do things. I like that part. I like learning. I like training. I like studying. I like doing work.
Yeah, we love it. That's why on the Zoom, we only give them what they already know. The 9, the 10, the 12, the 5, that's it. Anything else got to be talked to in person, you know, on my private line.
Exactly.
I don't even trust that. I definitely don't trust my private line.
Oh, all of our lines were tapped back in the day.
I don't care because
Gregory say he used to pick up his phone and say, y'all not going to cut my phone off today?
Uh-huh.
He had us cracking up. Dick Gregory was a funny brother.
I was like, shoot, they listening on me. I don't care.
Y'all
I don't say nothing
line.
Nowhere.
Y'all going to cut my phone off today? I haven't paid my bill in 9 months. Y'all not going to cut my phone off.
They do that. I just remember they do that. I was talking about something. And it was getting deep, and the deeper it got, the next thing you know, all the static came on the line. And then the line went off.
Uh-huh.
And I just came back and continued the conversation up anyway, so they ain't going to stop this. Huh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure enough, they do that. Mm-mm-mm. Well, if anything, it exonerates us, and it lets them see that we are legitimate freedom fighters. That's getting it done the right way. You know, we go on to city council meetings, try to put a word on the mayor, the governor if we have to, you know, go up here to Capitol Hill and hit them up, you know. Like I say, I'll be sitting in Bob Dole's office with his dog on my lap. Newt Gingrich, that's a whole different ball game, you know. That's when you got the serious redneck regime up in there. Because when they stop caucuses, I knew right then and there. I said, I said, they are really, I said, they will shoot everybody in the room just to get the black man. In other words, the Congressional Black Caucus had an office on Capitol Hill, and they said they would no longer fund any caucuses, the caucus of the elderly, the Asian, the handicapped, the Asians, the Spanish caucus. And then say, Congressional Black Caucus too, while we edit. So basically, that's who they was after in the first place.
Exactly.
And when I saw that,
everybody
I saw
else
that,
was
I was
collateral
like,
damage.
Yeah, collateral damage, because we were getting some stuff done up on Capitol Hill, but now it's like they have to fund their own selves, just like the Panthers. We have to fund our own sales. So that gets back to when I put out the $ 77 Bakers for the listening audience to give a penny or 20, or 50, 100, whatever you can give, you know. We always say don't give it till it hurts, just give it until it helps. And that's $ 77 Bakers because, like I say, traveling to different spots to get to where the injustices have been done is – it's not free, you know, and then sometimes combing the neighborhood looking for a place that burn up more gas, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And not to mention, sometimes you take off from work to do this. Not sometimes, most of the time.
Most of the time.
Yeah, most of the time. I was like, when we went to Tulsa, I was like, I was like, how they say, I was like, this is a historic moment and everything, but I don't want to be on no cameras. Shoot. I just took off. I got a family emergency. Yeah, my family right there in Tulsa had the massacre, you know. That was a big emergency. And the 99-year-olds and the 98-year-olds, they're 100 now, they would refuse their reparations, which we were down there, and they say, okay, but what's name? Was it Trump or Biden? Came right behind us. Came the day, I think it was Biden, came the day after us and then promised them reparations. But now the lady in the red dress, always the white lady with the red dress on, standing on the black and white checkered Illuminati floor to tell them no, you know. I just threw that other part in there. Just mess with them, I guess.
I know.
We know who y'all are, you know. Yeah. So we ain't giving up nothing. Well, you know what I mean? No Panther left behind. Yeah. So anyway, I'm enjoying the night, but shoot, we've been rocking to the broad daylight. Where our people is at? Akbar, where you at? National chairman. So we have our national chairman. He's having a Khalid Abdul Muhammad moment. I should never start talking about the Dinkras and the Mayavamizo. That's when they kill our people up as, oh gosh, worst possible way. You know, and they like, well, that's not bad enough. Can you think of something worse? They say, well, how about if we, you know, like in Tulsa, so how we just go house to house and shoot everybody? I ain't bad enough. Mayavamizo, this is Mayavamizo, and Tulsa at the same time. So then they say, okay, well, after we go from house to house killing everybody, how about we just burn the houses down? And say, no, that still ain't bad enough. And say, okay, if and I know the if is a yes, they firebombed from airplanes Tulsa, and we know they did, then that has been sanctioned by the government. That has been sanctioned by, you can't bomb a city in the United States and not have the Air Force show up at your door, you know? So we already know it was Mayavamizo, which is they killed us with the malicious intent, the worst possible way they could. That is Mayava, and the Mizo is, and they did it on purpose. Well, I know it's two ways to say that, isn't it? Mayagamizo. It's two ways to say that, though. Anyway. So, you're still advising the youth down there?
Mhm.
Yes, ma'am.
I still do that. I have grown children, and I have young adults. Then I have grandchildren, and a couple of great grands.
Yeah.
Yeah. You made me think of Fred Hampton Jr. Cubs.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We got to look out for the Cubs because they've been abandoned. And the ones that weren't abandoned, the brothers and the uncles and the fathers got taken away in the slavery, you know.
Mm-hmm.
By the 13th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Dr. Sharcy McIntyre talks about that really well in her book, Criminalizing a Race.
Mm.
Dr. Sharcy McIntyre. She talks about how the 13th, 14th, 15th Amendments
was actually a criminal acts in the Constitution against black people, because you don't free a people do that for themselves. You don't make them citizens. People decide out of all the options which one they want, you know, whether they want to live with their oppressor, or they want to build their own nation, or they want to go live with the so-called Native Americans, or they want to go back to Africa, or they want to do something totally different from all those options. So that's what makes the 14th Amendment criminal, and the 15th Amendment, the right to vote. I mean, they're not talking about a plebiscite. They don't give us the right to vote. That's something we decide. So all of that stuff is illegal. And then, of course, they got that 3/4 compromise and a host of other illegal laws that they've made, whether it was with the legislator or case law. They just a bunch of criminals. That's all there is to that. And they want to call us criminals. Always amazing to me. Actually, it's not amazing. It's enigmatizing.
They take our money away so that we can't take care of ourselves. And then take the women and give them welfare so that they can completely get rid of the man. And then make sure the man don't get a job. And then make sure that he goes to jail for child support that he can't pay. You can't pay child support if you don't have a job. But you can go to jail for not paying child support.
Don't ever drag a black male into court. Ever. Ever. Don't go down there and file nothing.
Here it is. You got something that is trying to be father.
To take care of that baby yourself, don't make the baby. It's pretty simple to me. That's what I taught my daughters. I taught them.
Right.
And they did.
I mean, when you
I
see the ones that are trying, and they still go through that.
That's because we've been brainwashed to do that. We've been taught, you know, the black male is a sister's enemy. You know, you fight him. We're not encouraged to build black family. That's not what we're encouraged to do. We're encouraged to go downtown, be greedy little capitalists. Go downtown, charge your money, get that welfare, charge your mate, and he go to jail because he can't pay it.
I told him,
don't do that. Don't do that. It's wrong. It's immoral. I don't care. Don't do that. And the only time I encouraged my daughter to fight back was when the brother abused her. Told her, I said, well,
yeah,
do what you feel like you need to do. And if you need some help writing the legal paperwork, mom will help you. But other than that, you know, just as a rule, because nobody benefits but white people in their system. We don't benefit going after each other like that.
Break up the family home even more, you know. And I'm saying, here it is. You got somebody who's making $500 a week, and they take $100 out of paycheck on taxes, and give $100 up on for his kids, and then maybe got a couple of hundred to try to make it through the week, you know. But then they want to say, no, that's not enough. We're going to ask for child support. Well, he only make $300 after taxes. You know? So I just
they got mad at me because they asked me, how much do you think he should pay? I said, $25. They said, a week? I said, no, a month. He ain't got no money.
Yeah.
That was so Everybody looked at your face. They turned pink and purple and red. But I was like, no, you got the wrong one. I'm not doing that.
That's right. That's right.
You got mad at me. You told on me. No, I didn't. You did, bruh. You need to have more control of your penis. They got you on record. I didn't say nothing. That's on you. I ain't do it. I ain't going to sweat it. I did my part.
Yeah.
Kept my mouth shut. I didn't tell them nothing about you. You know? I'll give them a Hezekiah Mbuku. Let's go find him.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Black Power Chief, I hear you black on the line.
Black Power Chief, how you feeling?
All right.
Good black man.
Feeling good
black
like
man.
A black man should.
Yeah. The black, even the black. Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
We've been here having a good time in y'all's absence.
Well, we just want to say. You and
he was probably having a better time. He was saying, Harambe!
Joining us tonight on Black Power Radio. We hope that everyone has enjoyed this particular segment. And we'll be back tomorrow night with an episode of Black Power Radio at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So hope that you will join in and get in exactly where you fit in and make it happen. Thank you again. And you all can get your closing remarks, et cetera.
It's been a pleasure tonight.
To be a part.
This is great. Yeah. Thank you for being a part. It's been great to get some of this knowledge and even tighten up on the Andinklers and stuff. Yeah. So hopefully you can join us tomorrow, same black time, same black station, 515-605-9889. Everybody that didn't write it down the first time because they didn't know I was coming with it. It's 5. Wait until you get an ink pen. Okay. 515-605-9889. Black Power and $77 Baker so we can put some mean green in the black mobile. Black Power.
Black Power. Black Power and a strong black military, the blacks are calling this hour. We thank you, our National Minister of Defense, Brother Black Lightning, and we thank you, Sister Condi, for your words of expression, words of wisdom, and experience here at the Black Panther. And we are Black Panther, and we are black revolutionaries,
black,
and we love black people, and we're unapologetically black. As we go to the 901 that we missed earlier, 901-907. Sorry that we missed you, but 901-907. You're live right here on Black Power Radio. Black Power, 901. I don't know if we can pick them up. Did 901 come back to the mic? If not, we're about to close, so we're getting the last words from our beloved Queen Mother and Sister Condi. And our beloved National Minister of Defense, Brother Black Lightning. Black Power. Black Power.
Black Power. You're going to take us out with a prayer. You say always start with a prayer, end with a prayer for this holy, righteous rebellion of ours.
Oh,
yeah, give
okay.
Sister Condi an opportunity, to give it up to us.
Okay.
And to give us any words, any contact information you'd like to put out is welcomed as well. And you have the mic.
Well, you got it on the switchboard. Just make sure we stay in touch.
I do my prayers in various African languages. And so this prayer I want to do in Osa and Soto. Baba Chiata Mustange Mokwe Mokwe Dekwa. Baba Chiata Mustange Mokwe Mokwe Dekwa. Oe Ae Mokwe Mokwe Dekwa. Oe Ae Mokwe. amokwe, amokwe, dekwa. Aik badura, peki olurum, no showa. It is my prayer that the Most High will keep you all in their sweet winged embrace. I yield.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we thank all of you again for the Black Lightning.
I said, thank you so much, Queen Azande. We appreciate you for that. That was so blessed.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Anyone we missed that had the hard, pressing, hot issue that they didn't get in earlier at Open Mic, now is the time. And if not, we will begin to close and wish you well until tomorrow. We write right black on the same black channel, same black network tomorrow for yet another episode of Black Power Radio. And we know that whatever we said, our beloved brother, Marvin Gaye, said it best. Black Power, Black Power. Thank you.